Okay, let's get into today's daf, which is Ksubas daf Nun Vav 56, as we continue here in the fifth parak that we just started 2 days ago. And we are on Nun Vav Amid Aleph, the fourth line. We are discussing the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So if you remember the Mishnah, at the beginning of the parak, the beginning of parak Gaf Alpi, Nun Dalet Amid Beis, the Tanakama had held that if a woman becomes a widow or divorced after Erisin, so it doesn't make a difference regarding the Ksuba, meaning she collects the entire Ksuba, even though she never had Nisuin. But Elazar ben Azariah says no, Minan Nisuin Goves Akol, Minan Nisuin, if they already had Nisuin, so then she gets everything, meaning even the Tosefes, Min HaErisin, she only gets the Iker Ksuba. We did have the Diak, the Gemara mentioned yesterday, that no matter what he gives, the Tosefes, it's not called the Matana Ba'alma, right? It's called part of the Ksuba. It's the Tosefes Ksuba and the Iker Ksuba. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that in terms of the collection, Minha Erisin only gets the Iker Ksuba, and Minha Nisuin, that's when the Tosefes Ksuba kick in. That's what he had in mind. Shalo Kansa, Elo Nasna Ela Manas Lakonsa, right? He only gave her that extra with das for the nisuin. So Yasser Rav Chanina kamed Rav Yanai v'kamar. So Rav Chanina was sitting in front of Rav Yanai and he said, Halacha k'rablazim Azariah. The halacha is like k'rablazim Azariah. Amar lei, puk, kari karech lebra. He said, go outside and say this. Meaning he didn't like what he said. Ain't halacha k'rablazim Azariah. The halacha is not like k'rablazim Azariah. Amar of Yisrabar of Dimi Mishum Rabbeinu, Halacha Grablazim Nazaria. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Halacha Grablazim Nazaria. That's what Rav Nachman quoted in the name of Shmuel, but Rav Nachman Didei Amar, but Rav Nachman himself said, Ein Halacha Grablazim Nazaria. The Halacha is not like him. V'nahardoi Mishmeid Rav Nachman Amri, a different Rav Nachman. The Rishash points out there were different Rav Nachmans. Halacha Grablazim Nazaria. The Halacha is like him. V'yaf Agav Dilat Rav Nachman. Va'amar, he quoted this in the name of Rav Nachman. Let's say those two different Rav Nachmans. Even though Rav Nachman cursed the one who said, Va'amar, called Dina de Doin Kriblazim and Azariah, Hachi Vachi Tevi, whoever judges like Kriblazim and Azariah, such and such, should happen to him. I mean, he gave them a curse without even, like, explicating what exactly was going to happen. Even though that's true, Afilo Hachi, Halacha Kriblazim and Azariah, even so, the Halacha is like Kriblazim and Azariah, V'halacha Lamaisa, Kriblazim ben Azariah, unusual lashon in the Gemara. Halacha lemaisa, Rashi says on top, Hashas kapasik. The Gemara is being posek. Shekach nimnu v'garmu b'nei ha'yeshiva. This is what the b'nei ha'yeshiva. This is what they decided. Halacha lemaisa is like Kriblazim ben Azariah. So we see, even in terms of psak, eventually there came a time when all of Klal Yisrael accepted one halacha, but up until that time, we know there was flexibility. Not only, like Bismana said, we know there's flexibility in the Beis Medrash. There's not so much flexibility in the Shulchan Aruch. Meaning, Elu Ve'elu Dibri Lukim Chayim, but Halacha L'maisa, normative practice, the Shulchan Aruch generally quotes one opinion. Okay, there are little differences, but they're generally one. But at least in the days of the Gemara, we find various sugyas where at that time, there wasn't a consolidated, accepted practice, and you could have some people going like one, and some people going like another. And this is an example where everybody could go like Elazar ben Azariah, but if somebody else goes like somebody else, you know, that's also accepted. If you look at in the Shram Sehana Balacha here, he quotes a couple of Rishonim that discuss this idea. When he quotes that Shubas HaRashba, that the Beis Yosef quotes in Hilcha Shabbos, Man denohe ke'echad min ha'gdolim, ve'ein bi'adenu raya mechrachas. If somebody follows one of the great poskim, and we don't have a raya against, ein bi'adenu koach limnoa. We don't have power to prevent, right? That's exactly what we discussed a couple of days ago, the concept of Ta B'dvar Mishnah and Ta B'shekel Adas. What does that mean? Ta B'dvar Mishnah is somebody makes an explicit mistake regarding, you know, an explicit Mishnah, Gemara, maybe even Ga'onim. That was the machlokas, the 2 days in the rush in Maseches Sanhedrin. But what's Ta B'shekel Hadas? The Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin says, where Rova Olam goes like one derech, this person went like the other tzad, but it wasn't nifsak yet. So there is some flexibility. So here too, right, even though the Rav Nachman could be very, very strong in terms of following one opinion, but it doesn't mean that the other one is incorrect. And again, the sugya of Elu ve'Elu comes up more on tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow, Nuzayim and Olive, one of the biggest sources in all of Shas for Elu ve'Elu, it's the Rashi on the bottom of Amid Aleph. But a lot related to that, just to quote one other makar, the Ramban, in his Akdama to the Melchamos. The Ramban, as we know, started a Beis Medrash, the Beis Medrash of the Chacham Isfara, the Ramban, Rashi, Rit, Varan, and it's amazing, once heard that the how much mental energy the Ramban spent defending other people's shitas. You would think such a genius like the Ramban would spend this whole time writing his own chidushim, which he did. But the Ramban also spent a tremendous amount of time defending the kavod of the earlier traditions, even if he didn't agree. And that's the Milchamos Hashem, the wars of Hashem, where he defends the Rif from the attacks of the Malamar. And the Sefer HaZchus, where he defends the Rif from the attacks of the Ravid. And others, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes that many times the Ramban would defend the Shita of the Bahag, even though it doesn't paskin that way. Like the Ramban. The Ramban jumps on the Bahag. The Bahag does not count. Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah. It's not one of the 613. The Rambam says, that's ABCs. That's the first mitzvah you should count. That's mitzvah aleph, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Bahag doesn't count it. Says the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, I agree with the Rambam. I think it is a mitzvah. But I have to defend the Bahag, and therefore I'm going to tell you why he doesn't count it. It's a prerequisite for all other mitzvos, but it is not meant to be a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So the Ramban spends much mental energy defending. One once heard even that even the Ramban ala Torah might be a defense of the Pshuto Shel Mikra that some of the earlier Pashtanim were interested in, the Eben Ezra that he argues on a lot, but it could also be an earlier defense of certain Chazals and certain Pashtanim. In any case, the Ramban in his introduction to Sefer Melchabas, where he talks about what he's going to do there, he writes, Ein Chachmas HaTorah KeChachmas Handasa VaHatishbores. Right, the Chachma of the Torah is not like other Chachmos, Shurak Echad Emes, VeEfshar Sheyeh L'Shneim Emes, where you can't have multiple truths. Ki Yodea Kol Lo Mei Talmudeinu, because anybody who learns our Gemara knows, She'ein B'machlokes Mefarshav Rayos Gemuros. Many times, there's not one Shita that's Vaday right, and another Shita that's Vaday wrong. Velov Barov Kushios Chalutos, She'ein B'chachma Hazos Mofes Barur. Right, and regarding our Torah, there's not one sheet that says, okay, this is for sure correct. There are sheets that we paskin like, but we have to realize, Elu Ve'elu. And that's also what our Gemara is based on, that even though Rav Nachman was very strong in terms of one direction, that you cannot paskin like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, but our Gemara says, Halacha L'maisa, like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Okay. Ba'i Ravin, we're by the two dots. Ravin asks, Nichnas alachopa velo nivala mahu. So Ravin asks a detail of a question within the Shita of Elazar ben Azariah regarding the Chiv of Ksuba, but the Deos, the Tzadim that he has here, play an important role in the general issue, as we'll see, of what is Chuppa. So what does Ravin say? We know Elazar ben Azariah says that only after Nisuin does the Chasin, does the husband have to pay the Tosefes, because Shalakasav Ela Amanas Lakonsa. What if there was Chuppa, but there was no Bia? Nichnas al chuppah v'lo nivel amahu. Meaning, what does the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah really mean? Chibas chuppah kone, or chibas bia kone? Is it really chuppah, or is it bia, which usually comes soon after chuppah? So which does he mean? Chibas chuppah, chibas bia kone. Let's read the Gemara, and then we'll come back. Tashma, let's try to prove it. The Tani, Rav Yosef, shelo kasav la ela al chibas lai la rishon. Rav Yosef had a version of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah where his lashon was, he only wrote it based on what happens the first night. So, Iyamr Bishlama Chibas Chuppa Konas. If you say it's Chuppa, then I understand. Hainu Da Amar. That is exactly what we say. Laila Harishon. That's exactly what it means, Laila Harishon. Why? Because you only get married once. There's only one Chuppa. So that's Laila Harishon is Chuppa. Ela Iyamr Chibas Bia Konas. But if you say he gives it based on the Bia that he is looking forward to. So Bia Balaila Harishon Isa Mikan Veilach Lesa. There's no Bia in the future nights. There's only Bia on the first night. So the fact that it says Rishon points in the direction that it must be Chuppa. That's the key of Elazar ben Azariah Shita. Says the Gemara back, that's not true. Ve'alamai Chuppa. What's he saying? It fits in because of Chuppa, but the Brisa says two words. Laila Rishon. So the word Rishon fits in better to the Shita that says Chuppa. But what about the word Laila? Chuppa Balaila Isa B'imam Alesa. What chuppah? There's only chuppahs at night and not by day? There's chuppahs by day. We had earlier, there's a chuppah by day, so the bia is at night. So one word of the phrase fits better for chuppah, one word of the phrase fits better for bia. So Gemara says, one minute, ul-taymeh, bia, balayla isa, bimam alessa. What do you mean? What about bia? So you're telling me you want to prove and defend that shita, that bia is only balayla? That's not true. Ha'amar rava, im ha'ibbe beis afel mutter. What do you mean? If somebody's in a dark house, then mutter. meaning it's mutter rabia bayo. Right? The Gemara Nida tells us that there are two reasons. The Meiri quotes that Gemara Nida. The Meiri here refers us to the Gemara Nida there that has two reasons why generally bia bayom is looked down upon in halacha. Number one, mipnei sheyira davar meguna beishto vitiskane alav. There is this certain type of behavior, part of the relationship between a husband and a wife, is supposed to be done in the dark. It's supposed to be done in private for purposes that they focus on each other in different ways than just the physical elements that is in front of them. Number one. And number two, mishum tznius. Mishum tznius, it's more of a tznua. You know, you need the ultimate, highest standard of tznius to be involved in this. And that's why halacha generally is very strongly supportive of the idea that bia should only be done balayla, with exceptions to the rule. What's an exception to the rule based off of? If it's pitch black, if it's very dark in a room, if there's an exception to the rule, so then there are other exceptions the Gemara there talks about, but that's the Meiri. The Meiri says, in base off of, that is one of the exceptions to the rule, so therefore it's mutter too. So why would the Gemara be medayik that B is only balayla? So the Gemara says, no, halo kasha, orech araka mashmalan. The Gemara is just telling you general rules, the bia balayla, the bia is generally done at night. Ela chupa kasha, what about chupa? So why did they say chupa only the first? Balayla. So chupa nami lo kasha, kivan destam chupa labia kaima, arachara kamash vlan de balayla. It's mostly done at night or towards the night. Period. But we end up lamaskana not having a foolproof, very strong raya, either way, whether what we say about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But what's important for us is not just this diuk, but this detail, but it's the general point. What exactly was the case here of chupas chibas chupa kone or chibas bia kone? Rashi doesn't really explicate. Rashi just says, he just asked, Ma'alur, this is within the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Actually, we'll wait two more minutes to talk about the main issue about chuppah. Let me just make one smaller point. That is the Maram Shif. Maram Shif here has a suffix. What about bia without chuppah? The Gemara Hazar asked the question about chuppah without bia. What about bia without chuppah? Somebody is ba'al arusaso. Aris habal arusaso. We mentioned back in the first parak, there is a machlokas rishonim. We assume, rov rishonim assume, the iser of aris and arusaso is an iser derabanan. That's what we assume. After somebody does erisin, there's iser derabanan for them to be together. But on Nisadar Aisa, there is a shita of the shita yeshana, quoted there in the Shizmu Kubetzes, when we discuss the bracha of Asher Asar Lanu Asar Rusos. What do you mean Asher Asar Lanu Asar Rusos? So he said, that sounds like Dar Aisa. That even it might be even worse after Erisin, that the halacha first creates distance and then creates closeness, the opposite direction. So there's an issa d'oraisa. But in either way, the Maram Shif doesn't relate to that machlokas. He just says, what if you have bia without chuppah? So is then the Tosefas Ksuba, would he give it then or not? So he has both stadim. He says, not sure. Avobal arusaso below chuppah, pshita d'yeshla chibas bia. First he says, it's obvious, it works. Right, the only shadow was chuppah without bia, but bia played for sure. He has that closeness. Al kapanim kona delo masafkali rak im chuppah kona below bia. And then he says, oh, mistaver behefich. Maybe he says, no, da bia be iser vadai lo kasavla. Gamma was ben Azariah kamar shlo kasavla elamanas la kon sadafka velo abia below kedisa. So he says, he doesn't formulate it as a suffix. He says vadai this way, or he says or vadai that way. Which one do you say? It's an Avera, so obviously didn't have this in mind. Or do you say it's Vada? It's Bia. So therefore, it would for sure be good enough. So that's his suffix. Maybe, it might be dependent on our question that we just mentioned, whether the Isser Aris Arisasa was it Nisad Arais or Nisad Rabbanan. According to Rov, who says it's a Rabbanan, maybe that would be more of a reason to say that it does work. It also relates to the fact whether Ksuv is Rabbanan. If Ksuv is Darais, if they're both Darais, they're both Rabbanan, maybe you have an equal question. But if one is Darais and one is Rabbanan, then one might outweigh. Okay, weiter. So the question built on this one is the one where we want to talk about a little more. Ba'i Rav Ashi, fifth wide line. So Rav Ashi asked the following question. We didn't answer the first question. Nichnas al chuppah upirsa nida mahu. The Gemara says, what happens if there was chuppah but she was a nida? Meaning, imtim salomar, if you answer for the first question, chibas chuppah kone, and there's a general rule that's quoted by the Achronim, that whenever you have an imtim salomar, that generally means we're noted to paskin like that sod of the previous suffix. So that's important for this case. It's not a rule without exceptions, but that's generally what we assume. Simtim salomar chibas chuppah kona. If you say chuppah generally works by itself, well, is that only where it's going to lead to a bia? Chuppah dechazi labia. Aval chuppah delo chazi labia lo. But chuppah that it's not roi labia, not. O dilma loshna. Or do we say, no, it doesn't make a difference. Even a chuppah that's not roi labia would be able to be. We could say, well, as an Azar, you would say that's good enough. Teku, so no answer is given. Good. So this Gemara, the Achronim tried to make, and the Rishonim even, the Rishonim tried to make very fundamental in terms of the Machlokas that we mentioned a number of times already, even back on Daf Beis, what the definition of Chuppah is. It could be, even before we mention any Shitas, it could be that this Gemara has nothing to do with it. Because this Gemara might be about pure Umdina, what is in the person's mind? Remember, what's the context of the Gemara? Or Blazim and Azariah, when do we say that, what does the Chassan have in mind when he writes the Tosefes Ksuba? Is it talking about Chuppah Roi Labia? So that all might be just about, even if you want to say Chuppah requires Roi Labia, so, or Chuppah does not require, maybe Chuppah can be Chuppah even without Roi Labia, meaning not like the Rambam, so you still might say it doesn't work here. Because maybe, in his mind, he might have a Chuppah, but just, he's not going to want to give the Tosefes Ksuba until afterwards. So it could be this Gemara does not relate to the sugya of the definition of Chuppah, but Rishonim here relate it. Rishonim here relate it. The Ritva and the Rush both quote the two different dais. And that is, what is the case here? The language of the Gemara is, Nichnasa l'chuppa upirsa nida. What order did that happen in? You read the Gemara, it sounds like, Sheba had chuppa, and then she was upirsa nida before Bia. Or you might be able to read it, Nichnasa l'chuppa, and she had already been upirsa nida. Meaning, is the Gemara talking about a case where she was nida b'shas chuppa or not? So that is not 100% clear in the Gemara. So the Ritva and the Rosh have 2 days. The Ritva says, Yesh Apirshu. There are those that explain. And this is what the Rambam would say. Delahachi naka chenichnas alachupa viachaga pirsanida. Take the Gemara at face value. Take it exactly what it says. Chuppa and then Nida. Why? Mishum de'ila pirsa Nida kondev shenichnas alachupa. If she was a Nida before Chuppa, and at the time of the Chuppa she was already a Nida, there's no Shaila. The Gemara wouldn't get off the ground. Eina chuppa l'shum davar, uka arusahi. So then, for sure, the Gemara wouldn't even ask the question then. De chuppa dechazi labia binan v'leka. Because you need chuppa roi labia. Who says that? That's the famous shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, kedushin you could do with a nida. But chuppa, what's chuppa according to the Rambam? Yichud roi labia. That's the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Ishus. Kiva chenichnasa harusa l'chuppa, harezu muteres lo lova alea b'chol isha yirtza. When that, once you have Erisin, and then you have Nisu, and you go to the Chuppah, so then you can be live with her. V'hari hi ki ishto gemura l'chol davar, u'mishi tikanis l'chuppah nikreis nisua, ava bishalo nivala, v'hu shetihia re'u yilabi'ila. Avalim haisa nida, if she was a nida at the time of the Chuppah, afal pi shenichlas l'chuppah, v'nis yachidima, the Rambam's lashon is, lo gamru hanisuin. The nisuin have not been completed, v'hari hi ki arusa adayin. And she is still like an arusa. That is the Rambam's Lashon of, you know, it's got to be Roi Labia. And there are many questions on this Rambam, which we'll get back to, Be'ez Hashem, soon. But that's the Rambam. So this says the Ritva. The Rambam would read this Gemara as Bedafka. It has to be Chuppah and then Pirsanita, because the opposite would not be a Shiloh if it sure would not work. And says the Ritva, Valesa. I don't agree with this. Kidda Parishna Bishmaitza Kamaitza de Parakama. Like I already explained this. We saw this from the Ran. On the first page in Ksubis, the Ran, all the different deos. That chuppah, what's chuppah? Chuppah can mean kinisa l'rshuso. Right, we discussed that just a couple of days ago when we discussed the Mishnah of nichnasa, right, the shluchei habal and the shluchei haav. Right, that's the Ran's riot, that the Mishnah on Daf Memches that discusses what is chuppah kinisa l'rshus habal. Even kinisa l'rshus shluchei habal. That's the definition of chuppah. And if you say that, says the Ritva, you're not forced to say how the Rambam would read the Gemara, even if she's a nida beforehand. Even if she's eaten beforehand, the Gemara still has the shayla. Aval hacha nakat nichas ala chuppa upirsanita mishum. You know why it says it this way? Because if she was an eater beforehand and the chassan didn't tell her, so then that could be a shayla. That could be a shayla about maybe I didn't realize that this is the case in terms of the Tosefta's ksuba. Not that it's not a tznai. We discussed it might not be a tznai by chuppa, but that's the only reason. Shem haya nidab shaskisa l'chuppa tzarech lahodiya l'chassan kain. Shem lo hodiuhu aser la'asos chuppa davi chuppa v'kiddushin betos v'roi lachash l'dvar v'zalach anchila. So, but the Ritva says you're not forced to say that this Gemara is dafke in order because of the shita of the Rambam. There are other reasons to say it. Yeah, I think we touched on this already, but let's just mention it again. There are two major and other questions that Achronim ask on the Rambam. There seem to be Gemaras that are mefurish like the Rambam and some not like the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah on that Rambam asks on the Gemara in Yevamos, Nafnun Zayin, the sugya of Yesh Chuppa Lipsulos, whether there is a halachic status of chuppah, even for psulim. That was a big sugya there, which we're not going to get back into now. But the Gemara there says, calls it a chuppah. Or the Gemara, more familiar to people, and that's the Gemara at the beginning, the first Mishnah, Maseches Yuma. What does the Mishnah say? That according to, we always have a backup Kohen Gadol ready in the wings, just in case the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh, and he cannot do the Avodah. And then Rabbi Yehuda says that not only do we have that, we also get a extra wife ready, just in case the wife dies and the Kohen Gadol has to be married. So therefore, maskin and lo isha chere shema tamas ishto. And the shaila is, well, when is that marriage going to take place? The Gemara sounds like even on Yom Kippur. Even on Yom Kippur, but they can't have be on Yom Kippur. Chuppah roi labia. So ask the Beis Yaakov, ask the Nesivus. Right, so how could the Rambam say that the chuppah cannot be unless it is roi labia? So these are two of the Gemaras that deal with this. And what many Achronim say, the granat, the first granat in Maseches Ksubis and Siman Yutes says, you have to say, even according to the Rambam, there are different elements. There are two elements of chuppah. Right after, what was the Rambam's lashon? Lo gamru ha-nisuin. It doesn't say there is no nisuin at all. It's lo gamru, it wasn't completed. Vahari he doesn't say arusa. He says ke-arusa. She's like an arusa, but she's not exactly like an arusa. Something happened. So that's like granat. There are chuppah halachas related to the formal connection between them. Let's say Yerusha and Maisei Adayim and Tumah and Darim, etc. And then there's the full chuppah legabe dvarim shebino lavina regarding the heter of bia. So, other Rishonim might say, there was a full chuppah, but now they just can't have bia because she's a nida. The Rambam would say, no, there's even a chisaron in the chuppah itself. Chuppah lagabe, other dvarim hilchatiyim, and chuppah lagabe, dvarim shebino leveina. So some Gemaras that say it works are talking about the formal dinim. But the Gemaras that say, the Rambam that says it doesn't work, lo gamra nisuin, that's talking about the personal dinim having to do with the relationship. That is the Rambam, but again, this is one of the important Gemaras that relate. Just one or two other shitas, that is the Mordechai here. The Mordechai says, well, maybe it depends, again, whether she was a nida b'shas chuppa or not, and whether the husband has to say or not, maybe it depends whether it was shas vesta, whether it was being expected or not. That's what the language of the Mordechai here in Kuf Ayin Ches. He says, "Nichazol chupu pirsanida mahu teku hilkach enokone." Because we're not sure, so it must be. So we say she does not get the tosefes. Vitzarech lomar she pirsa b'shas vesta. It must be that it was shas vesta. It was expected. Aval shelo b'shas vesta. But if it wasn't b'shas vesta, Amrali, she could say to him, "You still have to pay me the tosefes." Why? Nistach v'sadehu. Right, it's your tough luck. Right, we had back on that base. Where, if she got sick, if he got sick after the 12 months, but the Mordechai says here, if it was a time when she was expecting her period, the Shas Vesta, then fine. Then it could be, he doesn't have to give the Tosefes. But if it was Shalom Shas Vesta, it is out of my control, she could say, it's not my fault. And therefore, we could say, Nistachva Sadeo Kitamuchach Biperek Kama. That might relate also to the Sugya Nida of Vestas Daraisa, Vestas Darabanan. The idea of expecting and being noheg prisha and other various halachas kicking in b'shas vesta, so that is an important sheet of the Mordechai here that relates it to shas vesta or shalom b'shas vesta. One final idea, the Rabbi Kiva Eger here has a suffix. What happens if it's roi labia, but it's not roi labia this second? Meaning, and this comes up, I was once in a kedushin at a wedding where this came up, where the day of the wedding was day seven of the Shiva Nikiyam. Meaning right now, it's not Roy Labia, but by tonight it's going to be Roy Labia. Is that good enough over here? Would that be good enough for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Mistafakna imachupa biyom zayin lenakiyam shala ditavo balayla imikri chazi labia kiva dememela biyom lavarachara. Right, you're not going to have the bia anyway by day. Ubalayla hatihi chazi labia. And that night, the first time that they can be together, it's going to be royal labia anyway. Umedevi aposkin mashma degamze mikri in a royal labia. From the poskim, it sounds like you go by the shas of the wedding. Ula, but I'm not sure. Not sure, especially in this context, where, as we started off by saying, Elazar ben Azariah is about the umdana of what he's thinking when he wrote the ksuba. So it could be that as long as the night after the wedding he can be with his wife, that could be good enough. So that's the Rabbi Akiva Eger Safek. Ula mistafakna bechupa delochazi labia vachach tavla lenidasa v'meis kodem sheba olea. What happened if it was the opposite? Right? What if it was ra'ui the or eno roi labia and then she was toveles and then he died beforehand? Okay, other permutations of his suffix. Okay, that's the Ram related to the Rambam Shita. Weiter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ratza Kosel Lepsula V'chulu. So what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Now we're getting to the next part of the Mishnah, where we said a Psula gets 200, an Almana gets 100. Rabbi Yehuda says, if she wants to be Mocheles, if she wants to say, his Kabalti Mimcha, that's good enough. She could say, I got something, as long as there's something left. And Rabbi Meir says, no. Rabbi Meir's lashon is, kala poches lepsula mimasayim, ula almana mimana, if a psula is less than 200, almana is in a marriage less than 100, harizu be'ilas znus, not allowed. Can't say his kabalti. But Rabbi Yehuda says he can, says the Gemara. V'savar Rabbi Yehuda, the kosvin shovar. What do you mean? She could say, I got 100 and therefore what? So how is it that she's not going to be able to collect 200? It must be that she gives him a receipt. Kosvin shovar. She gives him a receipt that says, I got 100 already, even though she didn't. But she gave him a receipt and say, I got 100. So we know that's a general sugya of whenever you're mara a shtar, whenever the shtar is weakened in a sense. So do we rip up the shtar and force the malve, the baal chov, to write a new one? Or do we say, no, you can keep it, but you just also have to, it's your responsibility to hold on to the receipt, to hold on to the shovar. Literally, a shovar is, it breaks. It breaks the shtar. So the shovar that says she already got 100. So, our Mishnah says that she can say his kabalti, which means that he's going to have to hold on to the shovar. So, do we say that? V'sav Rabbi Yehuda, the kosvin shovar, but v'atznan, but we learned in the Mishnah all the way at the end of Meseches Baba Basra. Misha para mixas chovo. If somebody paid up half a loan, so what do we say? I didn't have enough money. You have a loan that says I owe you 100. I paid 60. So, you owe 40. But you have a shovar that says I owe you 100. So, what do we say in that case? So, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yachlev, Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to switch it. You have to rip up that shtar and write a new shtar for 40, because we don't want to take the chances. And we're not going to force the lovep to hold on to the shofar. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yichtov Shofar. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can write a shofar. So you see from there, Rabbi Yehuda is not into receipts, not into a shofar, while in our Mishnah he is. So two answers. Amr Rabbi Yirmiya Kisha Shovarta Mitocha. Answer number one, well, here is different, that maybe you write, Rabbi Yehuda generally says, is not one to tell people that they have to hold on to the shofar. But here, you write it inside the ksuba. Inside the ksuba, on the same shtar, you write, and she got 100. Not that she never got, then it's a marriage without 100. But it's as if she got 100. His kabalti. Sheshavar mitocha, the Ritva writes, that it must be, it's above this chasimos. Above the chasimus of the ksuba. Because if not, then there's a worry that she could just rip off the bottom. Right? So it has to be above the chasimos. Nira li milashono. Zal. Amitasan shel dvorim. I'm reading the Ritva. Ki betoch hashtar yichtov kein asofer. Kodem chasimas ha'edim. V'chein bedin. De'im lo kein. Because if you write it afterwards, havigazile. O machale, he could just rip off the bottom or erase it. O mishab geziza, o machika, kihalo, mifsel shtarit. If the bottom of a shtar is ripped off, but the edim are still signed above, that wouldn't be a problem. So it must be that kishashovar betocha, the shovar is inside, above the chasimos of the edim. Number one answer. Number two, again, the stira of, does Rabbi Yehuda require a shovar or not? So Abaya Amar, second answer. Afilu tema b'she'en shovarta mitocha. Even if the shovar is not in it, still maybe there's a difference. There's a fundamental difference between our case and the other cases in Dine Mamanis. Bishlama hasam, in general case of Dine Mamanis, like in the Mishnah Baba Basra, by the Baal Chov, vade pare. So there, he paid up part of it. So if he loses the shovar, he's going to have to pay the whole thing again? That we don't demand he has to do. Dilma Mirkas Tavarta, maybe he's going to lose the shofar, umafik le'lishtara, and the malveh will take out the shtar again, v'hadar gabi, zimna achrina, and he's going to collect again. That's not fair, because he already paid. Hacha, vada yaivla. Here, did he pay her yet? He didn't pay her. It's all fake. It's all an extra. Milsa ba'alma he da amrale. She's just saying to him, oh, I love you, and it's as if I got it. E natri natri. So then, what's the risk? What's the stakes? So if he guards it, fine. E lo natri, yu dafse anafshe. And if he doesn't guard it, so he'll have to pay the whole thing. But he never paid before. So it's not going to be a loss for him, so the stakes aren't as high, and therefore, Yehuda says, we can make him hold on to the shofar. Fine. Why did each one say their own shita? Bishlama Abaya lo amak Rabbi Yirmiya. Fine, Abaya did not say like Rabbi Yirmiya. Loktani shovarta mitocha, because it doesn't say in the Mishnah that the shofar was written in the Ksuba. It doesn't say such a specific case, which it would have said had that been true. El Rabbi Yirmiya, my time lo amak Abaya. What's wrong with Abaya's distinction? Right, here's a case where he paid already, here's a case where he didn't pay already. Right, simple. So why can't, that's a big difference for shovers. Gzeira, shover da'acha, to shover da'alma. No, the difference is between shover da'acha and shover da'alma. Meaning, you're right, in this case, there wouldn't be such a problem. But Rabbi Yehuda would say, if you allow shovers in this case, then you might come to write shovers even in other cases where the man actually paid. And if he loses it, he's going to have to pay again, which we don't want. And therefore, he doesn't make them have shovaros. And he wouldn't make them have shovaros in any case, unless Rabbi Yirmiya says it was shovarta bitocha. Okay, so now we get into the next major sugya, as I mentioned yesterday, on the daf. First we have the sugya of chuppah, and then we have the sugya coming up of tonight. Taima de kasvale. So the only reason, what does it say in the Mishnah? What do we mean with dayeg? The reason that Rabbi Yehuda says it works is because she writes for him, he koseves, his kabalti mimcha mana, his kabalti mimcha chamishim zuz. So the reason it works is because she wrote it. Aval al pelo. But if she would just say it, al pelo, then she wouldn't be, we wouldn't accept it. She wouldn't be able to just knock out part of her ksuba. Ask the Gemara, why not? V'yamai, davar shebamamonu. This is just a monetary agreement. And can't people do whatever they want by monetary agreements? V'shamina le'le Rabbi Yehuda damar davar shebamamo t'no kayam. When it comes to monetary agreements, we should just say, they're allowed to make a t'nai. The Tanya, where do we see monetary agreements that are in control? Ha'omer li'isha ari amukudesh esli. Amana she'in le'chalai she'er ksus va'una. Harezu mukudesh es v'tzno batal divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says if somebody tries to get married, amanas that he does not have the regular marriage obligations of supporting his wife and feeding his wife and being physical rights with his wife, physical meaning conjugal rights with his wife, harezu mukudesh es, they're married, v'tzno batal, and the tonight doesn't work because he's being masne amasha kasev haTorah. You can't go against what is written in the Torah, even the financial obligations that the Torah demands. You can't make a tonight against that. Divrei Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'davar Shememamo, it's no kayem. Rabbi Yehuda says the money side of it, fine, not ona. That's not money. That's physical. But she'erin ksus, it works if she agrees to it. B'davar Shememamo, it's no kayem. Question mark. So why here do we say that only if it was kasva, but alpeh wouldn't work, it should always work, because it's a davar shememamon. The Gemara answers, Ksava Rabbi Yehuda, Ksuva Durabanan, Vechabcham Imasu Chizagl Devrayim, Yoser Mishal Torah. Amazing. Right, really, on a Daraisa level, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Masla Mashkazba Torah Tzno is Kayam by Adavar Shebe Mamon. But Dinim Durabanan, sometimes we find this, Durabanan make their Dinim Durabanan even stronger than Dinim Daraisa to make sure people take them seriously, and therefore here, the Tznai is Batel, even though the Chiv of Ksuva is only Durabanan. Okay, a lot to talk about. First of all, just a detail here. What's the difference, the first line of the Gemara? It says the reason that it works because she wrote it. But if she said it al peh, it would not work. What's the difference between ksiv and amira? There's something magical. Tnayim can be said or they can be written. So what does it mean? The difference, ksiva versus amira. What does that mean? Why is that such a distinction? That's a question of a number. I'll read it again. From the Ritva. Again, you can't move in Maseches Ksubis without the Ritva. So Ritva says, what's the difference? What's the difference between the Halesa, the Mali Alpeh, Mali Bishtar, Mikom Makom Masnu Amashakas of Torah? We're saying, oh, it doesn't work if she just said it. So even if you wrote it, it shouldn't work. It's a Tanai either way. Elevada Yahachi Kamar. No, this is what the Gemara means, the difference between Amira and Ksiva. Detaima de Kasvale Shovar. The reason that it works is because she wrote a shover. What does that mean? Ki hu, what it really means is that She's saying, we got married with a full ksuba, and now I'm writing you as if I got. It wasn't that they're saying the marriage was with a deficient ksuba. The marriage, when she writes it as if it's, she's saying, you gave me a full one, and now I have accepted part. The kaim tekasle shovar ki hu ksuva shlema kasavla, ubi ksuva shlema kansa, ha balpeh. Balpeh means that she's saying inherently it's an inferior ksuba. Shehisne ima meikara. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that's batel. That's the Gemara's kasha. It sounds like only if he agrees that they had a full ksuba to start, and then he's mocheles to take away some. But if she says, even originally, you know, just give me a ksuba of 100, just give me a ksuba of 50. Even Rabbi Yehuda says that doesn't work, and that's the kasha. Why not? Isn't that davar shebemamon tsino kaya? So that's one idea, what it means. And then he adds that it could be that if you write it, that shows seriousness. If you just say it, that's an amira ba'alma, that's just harama, and therefore it wouldn't work to create this seriousness. That's the Sharm Seder Balacha quotes that to say, and that's where the minhag comes from of dafka writing a shtar to appoint the rav as a shliach to sell chametz. Why is it that just tell him, if everybody has these shtaros? He says no, it's to show the seriousness, the gemira's das, like the Ritva says here regarding Amira versus Ksiva. The big shaila on this Gemara is the Tosfos. This big Tosfos over here that goes over to Amud Beis. For Tosfos has 3 points. Number one, Tosfos says, it must be, even though the Gemara is written in shorthand, it must be that here, when he made this Tanai of Hamanas, he doubled the Tanai, meaning Tanai Kafel. We know there are different rules and regulations, the Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin, of Tanayim, called Mishpatei HaTanayim, rules of Tanayim. What kind of rules of Tanayim are there? You have to say both ways. If yes, yes, if no, no. You have to say the positive before the negative. You have to put Tanai Kodem LaMaisa. Right, there are all different rules and regulations, the Mishnah says. So Tosfos says, Mistama, he did that here, even though the Gemara doesn't mention it. Al Karchach B'dekafle L'Tanay Ayri. Fine. But then Tosfos asked the Bam Kasha. And that is what happened here. Let's say, according to Rabbi Meir, the Tanai is batel, right? He tried to get married without these obligations, and the Halacha says, tough, you're married, and you have the obligations. 1 second. He wanted to get married on Manas, that he doesn't have the obligations. So you're telling me he can't do that. Okay, fine. So he can't do that, and therefore, what should be the Halacha? He's not married. He wanted to get married on Manas this, so he had this that I'm married only if it rains tomorrow. I'm married, so therefore if the Tanai is not fulfilled, then the marriage shouldn't work. But what do we say? No, we say he's married and he has the chiyuvim. Where did that come from? Ask Tosfos, why does that work? We should say, he can't do this, so he's not married. But instead we say, no, he's married and he has the chiyuvim. Why? So Tosfos has his Yesod Gadol. Here it is, right in Shas. First wide line. V'omeri. If we wouldn't have learned the concept of Tanai, of making conditions from Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, Hava Amina, Deshum Tanai, Eino Mavad Las Amaisa. I would have thought that there's no such thing as Tanai. What does Tosfos say here? Tanai is a Chiddush. The whole concept of being able to make a Tanai is a Chiddush. Why? Vafilo is Kayim Besof Amaisa Kayim. I do something. I did an act. So now I'm going to say, oh, the act should only have an effect if, why? Right, you can't have asi dibur mavatal maisa. I did a maisa. I did a marriage. And amanas something, why should that do it? So that's the chiddush haTorah. The chiddush of Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. But let's say your tnai is faulty. Let's say your tnai has a problem with it. So then you get rid of the tnai and you go back to the basic din. That I have a maisa here. That which we learned from Negadim Ne Ruvain, Amrinan de Dafka Kisheino Masa Mashakasa Batorah. Dumia Benegadim Ne Ruvain. Shlohisla Mashakasa Batorah. So Tanam only work when they are done properly. If they're not done properly, so then you go back to the basic din that there's no such thing as a Tanai. Because Tanai is a Chiddush. Rav Shimon Shkup in the Shar Yosher expands upon this in Shar Zayin and Paraches. Page Reish Chavav in mind, says the Shai Yosher, Bir Devrayim, Dibichol HaKinyanim, Masha Adam Oseh HaMaisa. Whenever you have a Kinyan, how does a Kinyan work? So I pick something up. How does that change Rishus? I pick something up, I push, I pull. Al Yedei Ratzon VaHakavana, Nischadesh Bezu HaMaisa, Koach Zeh, Sha'al Yedei Zeh Yechol Adin. So usually you have an act, and the Torah is b'chadesh, you could affect, that act could have an effect if you have this proper kavana. But to say that a tznai would undermine, why should that work? Why should that change anything? And therefore, if you try to say something and it didn't work, the maisa is still kayam because tznaim is a chiddush. They also use the term, I didn't see that there, but the term that we had earlier in the Masechta, right, in the second parak, we had the language on daf, chaf amid beis, I think it was. We had the language, or yotesma beis. Tznai milsa achrisi. Tznai is something external. What does that mean? It's not part of the maisa. The maisa is the maisa separately. And then the tznai is something external. So if the tznai is gotten rid of, so then you knock out the tznai. That is one idea, a major idea of Tosfos. Before we get to the next part of Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam quoted here in the Tosfos Arash and quoted here on the side, you see in the Gilyon. Rabbeinu Tam gives another pshat. You know why Masal Mashkasa B'Torah, the Tzinao is Batal and Maisa is Kayam? Because if you say something against the Torah, you're obviously just being mafli bidvarim. You're just exaggerating. We don't take you seriously. Right, that's what the Ritva quotes in the Rabbeinu Tam, and that's what the Gilyon quotes in Rabbeinu Tam. Ve'ezat Tzinai Klal. What does that sound like? That deep down, if somebody's going against what it says in the Torah, they obviously don't mean it. Sounds like that Rambam and Hilchas Gerushin at the end of Perek Beis. That everybody wants to do the right thing, but really it's our Yetzihara that is overcoming and overpowering us, and therefore, Bezin, in a certain case of Gittin, could fight with a guy until his real Ratzon comes out. And that's the Rambam of Kofanoso, Achioma Rotsanis. That's a similar idea to what Rabbeinu Tam says here. That whenever somebody is going against what it says in the Torah, he's being maflig bidvarim, and therefore, there's not something that you have to take seriously, and the maisa is kayam. But there's another important element of Tosfos. Tosfos says, okay, so therefore, every time the Torah says a certain obligation, you can't be mochel. You can't be mochel. What about a milveh? What about a milveh? I lent you money, and then you say, don't worry about it. You don't have to pay me back. What do you mean? How can I have masal mashkas about Torah? The Torah says you have to pay back. A loan. So the Tosfos comes up with his distinction that comes up from Maseches Kiddushin. Bottom three lines of Tosfos. Tosfos says there are two types of obligations. There's a milva haksuve batorah and a milva shein haksuve batorah. Milva haksuve batorah are obligations that I wouldn't have known had the Torah not mentioned it. Like, pidyon haben. That's not logical. That's not like you come up with that on your own. Arachin. Right, there's certain obligations. So those are the types of obligations that this applies to. Where the Torah is machadish. Milveh haksuva batorah. Milveh she'in haksuva batorah. What does that mean? A milveh. Milveh here means obligation. That's not written in the Torah. That means even if the Torah hadn't written it, you would still be obligated. And it's purely logical. Like milveh. If I borrow money, I obviously have to pay you back. Yes, the Torah discusses milveh. But that's a milveh she'in haksuva batorah. And therefore, it has different halachos in terms of tznai and the like. What's interesting here, and Tosfos and Kiddushin, they discuss, sometimes it's not so clear what's on what list. Milvak, Suva Batorah, and Iksuva Batorah. Like Artosis quotes, you know what's on the list of Milvak, Suva Batorah? Meaning, a milveh that you might not have known and has the status of Suva Bishtar, Nezek. Nezikin. So is that a Milvak, Suva Batorah? I wouldn't have known if I smashed something if somebody else had to pay for it? So maybe I would have known that, but I wouldn't have known all the pratim of Nezek. That's why the Tosfos calls it a milvak suva. But anyway, that's what Tosfos says towards the bottom over here in terms of milvak suva batara and inam suva batara. And then he says, you want to call Nezek as a milvak suva batara? So Tosfos says, turning over, avakasha to the inyan nezikin, neima shalo yuchal limchol, to masa o machakas batara. Somebody says, smash my item and you'll be punter. But what do you mean? Milvak suva batara. So Tosfos discusses, why that would work, why it doesn't work. Maybe by Nezek is not the same, because by Nezek, you're not saying that the Torah says that you don't have to pay for Nezek. The Torah says you have to pay for Nezek, but you're saying, but I'm not going to collect it. By Kiddushin, what he's trying to do here is to say that the Torah believes in a marriage without the chiyuvim of Sher Ksus Fa'ona. So that's different than our case. Either way, every section of this Tosfos is crucial. Again, Ksubis Nunvav, the Tosfos about Tznai. Okay, third to last line. Let's get back to what we were talking about. What did we just say? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, by a dover shebemamon, you can make a tznai. You can make a tznai, and the tznai is kayam. But by dinim d'rabbanan, like Suba, the rabbanan were made their dinim even stronger than dinim d'araisa, and therefore you cannot be masal mashkas b'torah, bedover shebemamon, bedinim d'rabbanan. So the Gemara says, really? V'harei peiros d'rabbanan, the fact that the husband eats peros, eats, the fancy English word is usufruct, right? He eats peros from what the woman brings in her near nechse malug, right? He eats the fruit, durabana, and that's a din durabana, v'lo abdu l'rabana chizuk, l'rabana didn't, weren't mechazik it. Titznan, the Mishnah says later on, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, even if the husband is mochel, but, meaning I'm not going to eat the fruit, he still could eat the fruit of the fruit, etc., etc. La'olam u'olcha peyrei peyros ad sheyichtov la'din u'dvarim ein li b'nechasayach uve peyrosein, uve peyros peyrosein ad olam. We'll get back to that Mishnah later on in the Masechta. But the Rabbi Yehuda says you have to have a very explicit lashon in order to be able to be mochel the peyros. The kaimalan, and we said over there, what does it mean, ma'kosev omer? And what does it mean? It means he could say it. Right? We had before, saying it, meaning even if it's not so serious, it means it's a tznai. So you see there, a tznai could work, even though it's darash din d'rabanan. I thought by din d'rabanan, he just said it's even stronger than the Torah, and it doesn't work. So answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, lakol yesh ksuba, v'lo lakol yesh peiros. Every marriage has a ksuba, but not every marriage has a big lot of items and assets that the woman brings into the marriage. Of nechse malug, and therefore milsa de shchicha of the rabbanan chizuk, something that's very common. The rabbanan were mechazek, and they said that you cannot make a tznai against it. Milsa de lo shchicha lo of the rabbanan chizuk, but something that's not as common, like peiros, the rabbanan did not create that din. Says the Gemara, one more. Ay, hari chamarim. What about the case of chamar and the donkey drivers? We have this back in the second parak. This shchichi, there, it's a very common case. For lo avdu rabbanan chizuk, rabbanan were in mechazek and said you can't. Rely on the umdina. Ditzan, what did the Mishnah say? It's the Mishnah in Demai, which we had back in the Ne'emanus Sugyas in the second parak. Chamarim sheneklusol la'ir. Va'amar echan mehen. Two chamarim come into a city, and one of them says, Sheli chadash v'shachaveri yasha. Meaning, my friend's stuff is amazing. My stuff is new. My wine is new. It's not as good, but my friend's stuff is amazing. Sheli einu misukan v'shachaveri misukan. Or, my friend's stuff is misukan. You already took off chumas and maestras, and mine is not. The Tanakhama says they're not believed. Why? Because we're chayshinan legomlin. This guy is saying that in this city, and they're going to switch to the next city. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ne'emanim. Rabbi Yehuda says they are believed. Why are they believed? I thought there are dinim drabanan. This is a din drabanan that demai. We assume that chumas and maizes weren't taken off of it yet. So you see they're believed, and they weren't mechazik. They didn't make a chumra by dinim drabanan. So Gemara has two answers. Machlokas, Abaya, and Rava. Amar Abaya, vadai did divrayem of the drabanan chizik. A din vada midrabanan, they made a chizuk. Like ksuba. Like, and something that's vada de ram that shchiach. Right, Paris is not shchiach, but a vada by ksuba. Savik de ram lo avdirabanan chizuk. But it's a savik drabanan. The whole demai was nitkan al safik, because rov ame aretz are maaser anyway. So that's why they didn't make such a din. Lo other rabbanan chizuk, the rabbanan didn't make their din so strong by a safik derabanan. And rov amar b'demai hekilu. Rav says the rule is they did. Even by a safik, they might have made a din, but demai were very meka. Why? Because, as the Gemara says elsewhere, rov ameha aretz maasrin hein. Rov ameha aretz do take off maaser. Tosfos says in Shabbos yud gimel, but it's just a very common, even though rov do take off, it is common for farmers, for this case to come up, right? Tosfos Shabbos yud gimel on aleph. V'adachashu achat fei, davi miyut deshriach tuva, v'arbi hayo harbi nechshalem. Right, it's common, even though it's not so common. But either way, it's enough to make the din, so that's why we're mako by demai. Whenever demai comes up, we like to mention the chakira of the achronim. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Asvin Darais in Klavav discusses the isser of demai. Right, we know demai. We're not worried about Truma Gadola because the Ame Aris are scared of Truma Gadola. But we're worried about the Trumas Meiser because they don't take off Meiser Rishon, some of them. And in there is Trumas Meiser. So the Rabbanan were gozer, they said Demai is Usser. So, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Masha Asru Chazal Demai, Im Ha Isser Hu Rak, Im Ha Am Ha Aritz Lo Isser BMS. What happens if I eat Demai? And it comes out that the Am Aris did take off. You know, I was eating Heter. So is it still Usser? Right? Because Kapi Shmaya Galya that it's not Demai, it's Misukan. So did the Rabbanan institute a Vadai Isser? Right? It's Macholos Asuros Midrabanan. Or do we say, no, they never did that. It's all based on the Suffolk. And therefore, if really they took off and there was Hafrasha Kedin, that it's not Aser at all. That's his Chakira, and he goes back and forth in that Chakira. The Stipler in the Kilas Yaakov in Zroim in Simon Dalet says, this Gemara is against one of the Stadim. Right, what does the Gemara here say? Safi Abaya says, Safek de Devrayim. Safek de Devrayim, so the Maya is clearly called Safek. So the Stipler says 2 points. Number one, you might say that's Gufa the Machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Right, Abaya and Rava, right? Rava said, but Tmayikilu, not based on the fact of the Suffolk. Abaya says it's a Suffolk, but maybe Rava saying, no, it's a Vada, it's Vada also, but it was still Nitkan al Suffolk, and that's why we can be Mekel. The Stifler also says, no, even if you want to say according to Abaya, when it says Suffolk to Devrayim, that doesn't mean that the end result is Suffolk. It means there was Nitkan al Suffolk, but it's still, they might have given it the status of Malachalas Asuras Drabanan. Says the Stifler at the end of Simon Dalid, on Zroim, Hala Inyan Bracha Chashvina Le Safek De Devrayim Hayna Mishum She Yisoda Din Demai Lo Niskan Ela Mishum Safek V'Kol Ki Agamna Lo Chivu Chazal Bracha. Right, it's talking about the Gemara in Shabbos where these 2 days also come up. Why we say that when you're Mafrish from Demai, you don't make a bracha, even though on Yontif Sheni, for example, which is Seika Diomi, you do make a bracha. You make all the brachas again of Alachidas Matzah and Maror, etc. What's the difference? This is a Safek. This is a Safek. See here too. Avagadimid Rabbanu Lo Chiyav Adai. So the disciple says you don't. This Gemara does not force you to say one of the studim of the understandings of Demai. Okay, weiter. Remeir Omer Kalapochis v'chulu. So Remeir's Lashon, if you remember, he argued on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says she could say, Skabalti, I got part of it. And Remeir says, no, if you're poches from a psula 200, I'm on 100, it's filas nus. So the Gemara says, Kalapochis afilu bitzna. It sounds like even bitzna. Rashi says, what's the diak? It doesn't say here, Remeir does not say any besula that does not have 200. It just says anybody who lessens. The diak is that even if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's still aser because she does not think she has it. Kol apoches afilu bitzna. Alma, you know what Remeir is really saying? Ksavar tzna batel ve'isla. The tzna is batel and she has it. And it's still considered bialas nos on a certain level. The kiva to amar la les lachelamana lo samcha daita. She does not have smichas das. The havila bialas o bialas nos. Period. Says the Gemara, is that really true? That's what Meir is saying. That really the tie didn't work, and it's still called bialas nos. Vashamina le Rabbi Meir. But didn't we just say on the previous amud to amar kalamasa mashkasa batara tzno batol habi drabanan tzno kayam. Only if you're masna on what is in the Torah. Then it's the Tanai is batel, but against the Dindra Abana, the Tanai is Kayam. Ksav Rabbi Meir, Ksuba de Oraisa. Maybe Remeir holds Ksuba de Oraisa. Unlike Rabbi Hudu, holds Ksuba de Rabbanan. Right, it's another implicit, hidden machlokes in this Mishnah, and that's why Remeir says it would not work here. Tanya says the Braisa, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kalapokes, Lipsulamim, Salamana, Mana, Mimana, Harizubi Lasnus. Like he said in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rashoi. Rabbi Yossi says he is allowed, meaning Rashi says afilu alpeh, meaning the most mekel shita, even alpeh, which we said even like to say what the ritva's gibshad in alpeh before, even to say originally I'll take a less of a ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, no, the chilik ratza kosev lepsula shtarsha masayim v'hi kosevaz lo eskabati mimcha mana ula mana mana v'hi kosevaz lo eskabati mimcha chamishim zus, meaning Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't say, I'll accept less ksuba. No, I want a full ksuba. And then afterwards, she can be mochelosit. It's not that you could say, inherently, I'll be satisfied, start the marriage with less of a ksuba. Says the Gemara Vesavar, Rabbi Yossi Rashoi. Rabbi Yossi says it can be done. You could just have a less ksuba, v'ramini. Enos, and ksuba, si shem etalatum, and meitekana olam, the Tanakama says, you can't designate movable items for a ksuba, because tikkun olam, they might get lost, they might get depreciate. Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'chimat tikkun olam yesh bazuv, alo ein ksuba nepochsin. How is this tikkun olam? They depreciate. That sounds like the same shita. Tanakama nami ein osim ka'amar. Tanakama agrees. El alav hachi gamar. No, this is the machlokas. The Tanakama meant to say, when do we say that you're not allowed to designate it? Pisha lo kibel olav achrayis. If you didn't accept achrayis for these movable items, aval kibel olav achrayis osin. But if you accepted achrayis, then you can designate. V'yaser Rabbi Yossi lemeimar no ki kibel olav achrayis amay osin. If he is mekabel achrayis, what are you making any designating anything? V'halo ein ksuv v'nupochsin. Right, they're not katsuv and they go down in value. That's the statement. Now we're going to ask the question. Hashta uma chosam de Dilma Pachzi Chayesh Reb Yossi. If Reb Yossi is worried about a possible depreciation, Hacha Devade Kapachzi LaKoshekin. So how does, here in this brisa, does he say a woman can be mocheles and accept less? So he's worried. So more answers, wait, Hachi Ashta. It's a big difference. Chosam lo yada de tachil. In the case where a possible depreciation, she doesn't know. She doesn't know it's worth less. It's all a trick. And therefore, he's worried about that. Here she says it beferish. She says it pemale, I will accept less. And when somebody does it, bidas, like that, so then it is okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the next couple of days will be put up from the last cycle, and we'll put up in a couple of days. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, I think there's a sheet that I'm going to try to put up to Staff Azer for the next cycle that hopefully will be up on the website.